ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायण नमस्कृत्याम् नारायण चैव नरोत्तमाम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासाम् ततो जायाम् उदीरयेत् नास्तप्रयेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भगवता सेवया भगवद्युदमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, chapter A, text number 13, 14, and 15. Because there's no purport to text number 13, 14, so I will read the Sanskrit and translation myself, and then we can read the Sanskrit together to verse 15, you know. Tashyata shushma binivishta drishyate ananta gato to rajashataniyam gunena kanam nugatena vida sushamstada vidyatena vidisha. Translation. The subtle subject matter of creation on which the laws attention was fixed, was agitated by the material modes of passion, and thus the subtle form of creation pierced through his abdomen. Text number 14. Sapatmat kosha sahashodatishta karena kama pratibodhanena svarochishata sarinam vishanam Vidyotayam Aka Vivatmayoni. Translation. Piercing through this sum total form of the fructive activities of the living entities took the shape of the bud of a lotus flower generated from the personality of Vishnu, and by his supreme will it illuminated everything like the sun and dried up the vast water of devastation. So now let's do text number 15 together. Tau Loka Padmam Sa U Eva Vishnuhu Pravi Vishat. Oh, sorry. Pranavisha Sava Gunavabasham Tasmin Svayam Vedamayo Vidata Svayambhuvam Yam Sma Vadanti Sobut Taloka Padmam Savu Eva Vishnu Pravi Vishat Sava Kunava Basham Tasmin Svayam Vadam Mayo Vidata Svayam Svayam Bhuvam Yam Smavava Smavadanti sotbu Taloka Padmam Savu Eva Vishnu Pravi Vishasava Kunababasham Tasmin Svayam Vedamayo Vidata Asvayam asvayam bhuvam yam smavadanti sotbu. Talokapatmam savu eva vishnu. Pravi vishasava kunava basham. Tasmin svayam vadamayo vidata. Svayam bhuvayam smavadanti sobhu. Svayam bhuvam yam smavavantati sum. Tadakapatam savu eva vishnu. Ravi visasava gunavavahum. Tasmin svayam vedamayo vidatam. Svayam bhuvam yam smavavantati sum. Talokapatmam saueva vishnu. Ravi vesasa. Madajis. Talokapatmam sau eva vishnu. Ravi visasava kunabhasam. Tasmi svayam vedamayo vidatam. Svayam bhuvayam smavadanti sobhum. Tat. That, Loka, universal, Patmam, lotus flower, Saha, he, U, certainly, Eva, factually, Vishnuhu, the Lord, Pravi Vishat, entered into, Sava, O, Guna Ava Basham, a reservoir of all modes of nature, tasmin, in which, svayam, in person, veda mayaha, the personality of Vedic wisdom, vidata, controller of the universe, svayam bhuvam, self-born, yam, whom, sma, in the past, vadanti, do say. Saha, he, abut, generated. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Into that universal lotus flower, Lord Vishnu personally entered as the super soul, and when it was thus impregnated with all the modes of material nature, the personality of Vedic wisdom, whom we call the self-born, was generated. Purport. This lotus flower is the universal Virat form, or the gigantic form of the Lord in the material world. It becomes amalgamated in the personality of Godhead Vishnu in his abdomen at the time of dissolution, and it becomes manifest at the time of creation. This is due to Garbhadaksha Vishnu, who enters into each of the universes. In this form is the sum total of all the fructive activities of the living entities conditioned by material nature. And the first of them, namely Brahma, or the controller of the universe, is generated from this lotus flower. This firstborn living being, unlike all the others, has no material father, and thus he is called self-born or Swayambhu. He goes to sleep with Narayan at the time of devastation, and when there is another creation, he is born in this way. From this description, we have the conception of three: the gross Virat form, the subtle Hiranyagarbha, and the material creative force, Brahma. Om Agyana Timinandasya Gyananjara Sharakaya Chakshu Uminitan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Mano Pishtan Stapidan Yena Buddhare Svayan Rupa Kada Mahyan Tadatiswam Padantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamanam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha. Shri Rupam Sagrachatam Sahagana Lakunata Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savatuta Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinna Bandhu Jagapate Gopesha Kopika Kamta Radha Kamta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindava Nishwari Rishabhanu Sudhe Devi Pranamami Haripiye Vanchakau Pataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishvanebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadra Shri Vasade Gola Bhakta Vinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Taloka Patmam Savu Eva Vishnu Pravi Vishat Sava Guna Vabhasam Tasmin Svayam Vedamayo Vidatta Svayam Bhuvam Yamsma Vadanti Sobhu. Translation again. Into that universal lotus flower, Lord Vishnu personally entered as the super soul, and when it was thus impregnated with all the modes of material nature, the personality of Vedic wisdom, whom we call the self-born, was generated. So here, Maitreya Muni, he was describing the birth of Lord Brahma to, you know, Vidura. So Maitreya Muni, he said here that Lord Vishnu, he personally entered into the universal lotus flower as the super soul. And when it was thus impregnated with all the modes of material nature, the personality of Vedic wisdom, whom we call self-form, was generated. That means not Brahma, was generated in this way. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he said that the controller of the universe, Lord Brahma, is generated from this lotus flower. So Lord Brahma, this first-born living being, unlike all the others, has no material father, and thus he is called self-born or Swayambhu. So we all have experienced that in this material world, a person is born because of the unite of the father and mother. But here we could understand that Lord Brahma, you know, he doesn't follow this rule. Yeah. That's why here, you know, he's called Swayambhu, self-born. Lord Brahma is actually a very great personality. He's actually one of the 12 Mahajams. It reminds me a verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto. It says here that, one second, let me go to the 6th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is said here, Swayambhu Narada Shambhu Kumara Kapiro Manuhu Pralado Janako Bhishmo Bharya Vyasaki Vayam. This means Lord Brahma, Bhagavan Narada, Lord Shiva, the four Kumaras, Lord Kapila. Lord Kapila is the son of Devahuti. Swayambhu Manu, Pralad Maharaj, Janaka Maharaj, Grandfather Bhishma, Bhari Maharaj, Sukadeva Goswami, and myself. This myself means Yamaraj. Because this is the instruction that Yamaraj, you know, was given to the Yamadutas. So therefore here, Yamaraj, he was saying, and myself know the real religious principles. That's why Lord Brahma, he started, you know, our own sampradaya. So we all know that in order to become successful in a spiritual life, one has to take shelter of a sampradaya. So actually, in the purport to this verse, Srila Prabhupada, he said that we have four sampradayas. One sampradaya coming from Lord Brahma, which is called Brahma Sampradaya. And another one coming from Lord Shiva, that is called Rudra Sampradaya. And another one coming from Lakshmi Devi, and that one is called Sri Sampradaya. And the last one is coming from four Kumaras. So that is called Kumara Sampradaya. So we have these four Sampradaya. Prabhupada, he stressed that one must take shelter of one of these four Sampradayas in order to understand the most confidential religious system. And then Prabhupada said, in the Padma Purana, it is said, Sampradaya vihinaye manchaste nishpala mata. If one does not follow the four recognized disciplic succession, his mantra or initiation is useless. And then Prabhupada, he continues saying that in the present days, there are many apa sampradayas or sampradayas which are not bona fide, which have no link to authorities like Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, the Kumaras, or Lakshmi. People are misguided by such sampradayas. The Shastras say that being initiated in such a sampradaya is a useless waste of time, for it will never enable one to understand the real religious principle. So we are lucky. Yeah, we are coming from a bona fide sampradaya, directly from Lord Brahma. While preparing the class this morning, I realized that in the Bhagavad Gita, there are a lot of information about Lord Brahma also. I just want to share a little bit, information that I found in the Bhagavad Gita. In the 8th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, start from text number 17 to text number 19, there are lots of information about Lord Brahma. Bhagavad Gita chapter 8, text number 17, here it is said, Sahasra Yuga Paryantam Ahaya Brahmano Vidu Rati Yuga Sahasratam Teho Racha Vido Jana. Translation: by human calculation, 1,000 ages taken together form the duration of Brahma's one day. And such also is the duration of his night. So that means Lord Brahma's one day is really has very long time. We know that the duration of Kali Yuga is 432,000 years. And twice of that is the time for Dwapara Yuga. That means Dwapara Yuga is 864,000 years. And three times of Kali Yuga, that is the time of Treta Yuga. That means 1,296,000 years. And four times the time of Kali Yuga. So that is the time of Satya Yuga. That means 1,728,000 years. So Lord Brahma's one day consists of 1,000 this kind of yugas. So that is really, very long time. And actually, Srila Prabhupada, he calculated that's about 311 trillion and 40 billion years. That's the, one day of Lord Brahma. And similarly, what's that? That's only one day. Is it? Yeah. Let me see here, huh? Prabhupada, he said here, these four yugas rotating 1,000 times comprise one day of Brahma, and the same number comprise one night. Brahma lives 100 of such years and then dies. These 100 years these hundred years by Earth's calculation, total to 311 trillion and 40 billion Earth years. You are right, Prabhu. Thank you. Yeah, you are right. By this calculation, the life of Brahma seems fantastic and interminable. But from the viewpoint of eternity, it is as brief as a lightning flash. In the causal ocean, there are innumerable Brahmas rising and disappearing like bubbles in the Atlantic. Brahma and his creation are all part of the material universe, and therefore they are not in constant flux. In the text number 18, it is also said here, at the beginning of Brahma's day, all living entity becomes manifest from the unmanifest state. And thereafter, when the night falls, they are merged into the unmanifest again. And in text number 19, it is said here, again and again, when Brahma's day arrives, all living entities come into being. And with the arrival of Brahma's night, they are hopelessly annihilated. So even in Bhagavad Gita, we also got lots of information about Lord Brahma. Yeah. It also reminds me, a story of Lord Brahma during Krishna's pastime, where he steals the cowherd boars and calves. Yeah, there's a nice story about that in Krishna book. I want to read a little bit. It's very interesting story here. It is said here, at the time when the demon Agasura was killed, and the demons and the demigods were looking on the incident with great surprise, Lord Brahma, who was born of the lotus flower growing out of the navel of Vishnu, also came to see. He was surprised how a little boar like Krishna could act so wonderfully. Although he was informed that the little coward boar was the supreme personality of Godhead, he wanted to see more of the Lord's glorious pastime. And thus he stole all the calves and cowherd boars and took them to a different place. Lord Krishna, therefore, in spite of searching for the calves, could not find them, and he even lost his boar friend on the bank of the Yamuna, where they had been taking the lunch. In the form of cowherd boar, Lord Krishna was very little. In comparison to Brahma. But because Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, he could immediately understand that all the calves and boars had been stolen by Brahma. And then we all know that, Krishna immediately expanded himself into all the calves and boar and the cowherd boars. And then Lord Brahma realized that he has committed great offense. And then he came and bowed down at the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. Yeah. So sometimes, many times we could understand that the demigods, because they are very powerful, powerful position, they tend to forget the supremacy of Lord Sri Krishna. Yeah. That's why they are doing things like this. Yeah. I just stop here. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu. Oh, actually, Krishna is the source of all the sampradaya. Actually, Lord Brahma, he get the knowledge from Lord Krishna, and then in return, teach his son, you know, Narad Muni, and then Narad Muni instruct this knowledge to Vyasadeva. Actually, Krishna is the source of all the sampradaya. They are all from Lord Krishna. They are all from Lord Krishna, actually. Disciplic sampradaya means disciplic succession. Yeah. Yeah. So Krishna is the source of all the disciplic succession. Any other questions? Yes, Prabhu. Microphone, please. Can we get the microphone?
Hare Krishna.
Oh, good. It's working.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you very much. Very beautiful presentation. So, the four sampradayas do offer the five rasas with Krishna, or only the Brahma Madhva sampradaya offers the Madhurya, Vatsalya, Dasya, what?
Say it again, Prabhu. The what?
If the all these four sampradayas, all of them, offer the five relationship with Krishna, like the five rasas, like Madhurya, Vatsalya, Dasya, and neutral. And
actually, I have no idea about that. But, you know, these four sampradaya can all take its follower back to the spiritual world, you know. That I know. But exactly what kind of relationship with Krishna, I do not know. We have never read about that. Yes.
So, all the four Brahma, the four sampradayas, they can give you knowledge and they guide you how to serve Krishna in different rasas or melos. And the uniqueness about our sampradaya, Brahma, Gaudiya especially, the Gaudiyas, the Vaishnavas, are the ones who teach us about the intimacy of a personal relationship with Krishna, not as an awe and reverence, but actually as a friend and a conjugal and, you know, mother-father relationship, parental relationship. So that is the uniqueness. But otherwise, the other four are bona fide, genuine, you can understand about God. But if you really want to know more about his personal relation, the personal relationship, that uniqueness is only within the Gaudiya Madhva Vaishnavas.
Thank you very much. That's a really good point. Yeah. Any other comments or questions? Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you very much for coming. Gantraj Shima Bhagavatam ki jai. Shira Prabhupada ki jai. Gauna Bhaktavinda ki jai. Haribo, haribo. Oh, thank you, Prabhu. Really appreciate that. Thank you.
正好就在那个学院的对面，正对面，这个买了一个房子，他们叫做。